This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy cow, I'm not kidding. Too much going on in the news to get to it all. I'm going to start by reading a listener letter. Dear Kevin, I've been listening to you for many years when our station plays your broadcast. Keep up with what you're doing. You are so honest. It's appreciated you don't get fixated on feeling sorry for yourself because you are black. What? I don't feel sorry. I feel proud. Anyway, she says, instead you approach subjects in an objective manner far superior than even Fox News. Can't seem to get enough of your view on the news. God bless you. Keep it up. Sincerely, Marcia, out of Clearwater. So, Marcia, I'm guessing you listen to WGUL, one of my favorite stations. Joe out there is the PM is amazing. Barbara, as the station's director, is just fantastic. So, I love those guys. Glad Barbara's back. Thanks for listening, and much appreciated. Look, I love it when you guys give me feedback because that's what we fuel on. That is our currency because we don't make any money doing this radio show. And there's a part of me that's kind of proud of it, but there's another side of me that goes, you know what, brother could use some change. So we're working on that. That's not your problem. But I do like getting the feedback because it tells me that what we do matters. There's a wacky world of leftism out there. And let me give you some examples. States are suing the president for trying to protect American citizens. And now we have the Speaker of the House who says, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the president's ability to exercise his constitutional rights, declare a national emergency on the border. Why? For all the reasons you've heard me talk about on this program. And this program, by the way, for you newbies listening, is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, on 5 days a week for 2 hours a day. And I hope you do tune in. If you don't, go to the podcast, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart, whatever, you can pick it up. And if you want to go back and listen to back episodes, I suggest you do it. I suggest you take a year out of your life and go back and listen. You'll be entertained, that's for sure. But anyway, so states are suing the president, and we know what's going on at the border. And look, I don't want to run the Republicans' marketing machine here, but I would say things like Democrats like sex trafficking. They love seeing children molested. They love seeing young girls raped on, you know, this journey. They love seeing people die trying to do something illegal. They love the idea of drugs coming into the country. They love the idea of MS-13 gangs and terrorists coming into America. How do you not market this and win? I'm just curious. Okay, Jussie Smollett update real quick because maybe we'll cover some of this because, you know, we have to move quicker. The show is a lot shorter. But here's the deal, Jussie Smollett update. Jussie Smollett has been charged. But don't let that fool you. Don't let the facts of this case fool you because there are people saying that Smollett's fake attack was, guess what, caused by you. You are the reason Jussie felt the need to have to go to such an extreme point of view. I just want you to understand the craziness in the wacky world of leftists. Here's another one for you. Disgraced FBI deputy director said a coup is okay because he didn't like the outcome of the election. And he's blaming stress and a host of other things. You should see the media circus that's now forming around McCabe. This is a guy that should be in prison. If it were you or me that have done anything similar, we would be under the jail. There wouldn't be light where we are. We would have to become, I don't know, like one of those ocean creatures way down towards the bottom because you would never see the light of day. Lots more to talk about with that because James Clapper is a former director of national intelligence. As if there ever was intelligence during the Obama administration, but you know where I'm headed there. Ocasio-Cortez celebrated losing jobs in her district. 25,000 jobs that she lost, and people are now running. They got a billboard up in New York criticizing her. I just want you to understand there is a rift developing within the Democratic Party. Another crazy, wacky thing, and I alluded to it with Pelosi. Walls don't work, right? All these different things. This, and I swear to you, if I just went down and gave you titles of articles, and we just talked about them for 30 seconds, you would beg me to talk more about them, but I could fill a show every single day just giving you the titles of articles from all the different wacko leftist rags. It's ridiculous. Hey, the big news that's coming out, this was next week, Robert Mueller's report comes out. Yeah. And, you know, they don't, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a big nothing burger? It's a big nothing burger. They got nothing to talk about. So we're going to cover this. We're going to spend next week talking about it. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to cover up the fact that Howard Schultz has disappeared. It's going to cover up the fact that Kamala Harris and all these Democrats can't raise enough money to you know, buy the homeless people bread. And well, I don't know. You use your own analogy. But they can't raise enough money to run their campaigns. Many of them are dropping out, making different decisions. It'll cover that up. It'll cover up the fact that Jussie Smollett is representative of the Democrats, and he's in big trouble. It'll cover up the fact that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation should have been it'll cover up all the news that they wanted to suppress, including it'll cover up this great economy. Have you looked at the stock market? It's back cresting close to 26,000. Maybe it got there. I know it was 25,000 and change the other day. And I'm talking close to 25,900, give or take. No mention of that. It got down as low as 22,000, and now it's back up. You won't hear about it. If you are in the market right now, if you put your money in the market when it went to its lowest and said, okay, I'm going to ride it up, you are feasting. You have had a 20% increase in your stock portfolio in less than 2 months. That's the kind of thing that's happening in this economy. It's only going to get better. I'm going to talk to you today about what a friend of mine reported back from China. It will blow your mind. I'm excited about this stuff. You want to know another funny little thing that's going on? The LGBTQ community crushed one of its own. Crushed her. One of the forerunners of the LGBT movement, one of the people who was out before it was cool. She was lesbian when lesbian wasn't cool. Talk about her. I'm just telling you, radicalism on the left, craziness on the left, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide for these leftists. And what we do every single day is explain it to you. $15 an hour businesses are closing. In fact, I don't know if you guys know this. The business where Ocasio-Cortez worked closed because of the $15 per hour legislation. The craziness, the wackiness of leftism. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm overjoyed that you're here with me. And
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Jussie Smollett, busted. The wait is over for the wishy-washy politicians and the other leftists, the Holly weirdos, who needed to wait and see all the evidence. It's over. Chicago PD officially busted Jussie Smollett, and the biggest question on everybody's mind was, did they come in full force, SWAT and all? Wake him up, rouse him from his bed where he had two Chippendale dancers in there with him. I don't know, but I know this. He's busted, sitting in a jail somewhere in Chicago, behind bars, surrounded by concrete, that's surrounded by a big fence, and that doesn't let anybody out for those who believe that fences don't matter, that they don't work. Charged with disorderly conduct for filing a false police report following the alleged attack on him, which, by the way, was a real attack on conservatism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. They announced their suspicion on Wednesday afternoon. that the 36-year-old had staged the attack that supposedly occurred on him on the date of January the 29th. That was preceded by the letter that was sent to him at the Empire Studio in Chicago, where it was, you know, in his cryptic return to MAGA and his cryptic lettering that says, you know, F word, N word, we hate you, you know, we're two white rednecks that watch Empire, and when we see you, we're gonna hurt you. And it didn't get enough attention, so Jesse decided that he was gonna do something different. Now, where was the inspiration? He'd been in New York. He was auditioning for a show that was around the idea of a gay black man getting beaten up and having to come to grips with that. So he decided, you know what? Reality should mimic art. So he decided to do it because, you know what? He couldn't get anybody to do it. He couldn't find Trump people that actually gave a crap about him or anybody else. Apparently, this guy's got serious problems. So he gets charged with filing a false police report, a class 4 felony, carries a maximum penalty of 3 years and a $25,000 fine. For the most part, a slap on the wrist for someone of, let's just say, his persuasion. Anyway, the CPD spokesperson said this: Jussie Smollett is now officially classified as a suspect in the criminal investigation for filing a false police report. You know what took so long? The PC culture we live in. The police in Chicago, as I said on this program, knew immediately that Jussie Smollett was lying. It didn't pass anybody's smell test. And let me tell you, seasoned detectives in a big city police department like that, he walked in and they went, nuh-uh. They didn't even have to hear his story. They looked at him and went, what lie is he about to tell? Yeah, they were looking at each other going, let's hear him out because you know what we got to do, right? So they heard him out. Now, I can't wait to hear the explanation given by the Holly weirdos who declared, I believe him, I believe him. He was beaten. You Trump people are evil. Because although the sane among us knew that Smollett lied, immediately the evidence is now overwhelming enough for even the brain-dead leftist morons, oh, I know you listen, to admit your mistakes. When are you going to admit it? When are you going to fess up? And I'm not talking about the evidence of the rope found at the apartment of the Nigerian co-conspirators. I'm not talking about the magazines that they found at the Nigerian's apartment that had the cutout from the very same letters sent to Jussie Smollett. No, I'm talking about the even more compelling evidence that comes in the form of a video. Because Smollett goes, I hope they find that video and it'll show that I was telling you the truth. And then he came back from, you know, and went on stage and was like, first of all, for all the detractors, I just want to say 4 things. One, I don't care what y'all say. This happened. This happened to me because I was there. And then number 4, I don't remember 2 and 3. Sorry, I'm pulling the, what's his face? What was his name? Rick Perry. Anyway, number 4 was, and I fought the F back. Right. This is so good. You know why this is so good? Because it shows you the level of fantasticalism that the left is willing to go to paint you in a bad light. That's why this is so good. This is delicious, scrumptious manna. Scrumptious, not scrumptious. Manna from heaven. Yep. The footage, they say, was taken on January 28th, and it shows brothers Abel and Ala Osundaro, they're Nigerians. Look like I'm guessing from the Igbo tribe. And they said they're in a drugstore and they're buying the mask and one hat. Now, keep in mind, Jussie Smollett said they told him, this is MAGA country, before running away. Yeah. No footage has ever emerged of the incident, and for those of you who are wondering, no footage will ever emerge of the incident, okay? Let's just understand this. So what do we have? Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, you know, that anti-lynching legislation? It is needed, indeed. It's just not needed for Smollett. Instead, that legislation should be used to protect conservative men like Brett Kavanaugh, who really did suffer from a modern-day lynching.
and does so regularly, because that's what you do to us every single day. That is why if we were lesser people, weaker people, we would have so much resentment for you. We probably would pull these types of stunts, but we are too strong. But what we are going to do, and I'm telling my audience, we're going to start fighting back. Anytime somebody mentions, and I said this on another radio show, I said, anytime somebody mentions something about, well, we need to build a wall, you just say, shut up, Jussie Smollett. If some black person comes up, man, black people didn't, just say, shut up, Jussie Smollett. That's all you do. Those are your two words, the battle cry of Jussie Smollett, because what you're effectively saying to the left is, I don't believe anything you say. I'm not going to believe anything you say, because all you do is lie. You make up stuff. You make it up against the very people who are the reason you exist. You want to know why leftists exist in this country? Let me just break it down for you. Since we're going to do a little preaching, let me just tell you why. It is because of conservatives, the people who are willing to strap on battle gear, go in harm's way, put themselves in harm's way, willing to die for this country. That is the only reason why these little pukes and chumps exist. So when they get in your face, just say, Jussie Smollett, chump, get out of my face. How many of them do you think are willing to go fight for you? How many of them are in Iraq? How many of them were in Afghanistan? How many of them fought in World War I or World War II? If we fought any war we had to ever fight in the history of the United States using the leftists that support a Jussie Smollett, I don't care who it is, they would kick our butts as Americans. We wouldn't exist. You are the reason we exist. And we exist to be accused of doing the kind of nonsense that Jussie Smollett says, and have all these media types tell, this is America in 2019. It's a shame. There is nothing to be ashamed of for this country in 2019, save leftist, progressive, Democrats, whatever they call themselves. That is the only shame you should have for America.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jussie Smollett's character on Fox's show Empire will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. Producers issued a statement saying while Jussie has been a big part of the show, They are aware of the impact the legal process can have on the cast and crew members. Reporters pressed White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on the Coast Guard lieutenant who allegedly plotted violence against Democrats and news reporters. Sanders says the president has consistently condemned violence against journalists or anyone else.
The president is typically one of the first people to condemn the violence, and the media is the first people to blame the president. We should all join together and start condemning the violence, whether it's against members of the media, whether it's against Democrats, Republicans, any person in this country. That is unacceptable, and that's why every time it comes up, we have been consistent and repeatedly said that we condemn violence in all forms.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you hear the former acting FBI, it is possible that the President of the United States is a Russian asset. What is your reaction?
Well, the first reaction, Nelson, is, to, at least for me, is I would and have added the caveat, whether witting or unwitting, and I think that's an important distinction, which I think would somewhat, at least in my mind, soften that a bit. But I do think...
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was James Clapper, the Director of National Security under Obama, one of the traitors who attempted the coup of Donald Trump. And he makes a very interesting statement. I don't know if you really understand reading between the lines there. He says, well, whether wittingly or unwittingly... So that's the wiggle room. See what they've accused Donald Trump of doing is being a willing participant working with Putin to upend the election. Now, what you know is that that is exactly what Clapper and Brennan and all the other FBI agents, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all of them, Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Fusion GPS, you name it. There are hundreds of people involved in this attempted coup. And what Clapper's doing is he's leaving himself wiggle room.
Well, maybe he didn't know that he was a willing participant in this thing.
Now, see, let me tell you what he's doing. He's setting it up that even if Donald Trump didn't know that he was being used by the Russians, he could still be accountable for being used by the Russians. You want to talk about splitting hairs? That's exactly what this clown is doing. But I want you to hear the rest of this clip because we can pick this thing apart. You just watch him. He goes in against Trump, then he brings it back. He goes in, and then he brings it back. And what he's telling you is, you know what? I don't know how this thing's going to shake out. It's not looking as good as it did a year ago, 2 years ago. I better leave myself a little bit of room in case I need a pardon. So here's the rest of the clip.
That it is sort of an institutional obligation, a responsibility of the FBI to at least consider that possibility, given the track record and the behavior of, you know, through the campaign and into the early part of the administration, culminating in the firing of Jim Comey.
I want to stop there for just a second, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So now what Clapper did was he sort of gave a rationalization of why McCabe and why the FBI did it. This is the part where it's a cover-your-butt move on behalf of him. He's saying,
well, you know, you've got to think about, you know, they do have a responsibility of this. And given the track record of the campaign, et cetera, what track record?
That Donald Trump said, yeah, I hope Putin does this stuff with Hillary Clinton. What track record? Give me any piece of solid evidence that said Donald Trump wittingly was involved with the Russians. You, when you hear the rest of this clip, I swear it's going to make you, it's probably going to make your skin crawl or make you, your blood boil. I think that's the one I was looking for. But whatever it does to your body, whatever it does to you physiologically, it's going to give you a reaction. But he's playing covering your butt and he's saying, and everything leads to what? The firing of Comey. That's now the epicenter of, oh, that's what did it. Had he not fired Comey, let me tell you why he fired Comey. He fired Comey because he knows exactly who Comey is. He's a swamp rat. And Donald Trump said, I know who you are. I've sized you up. I've figured it. It didn't take Trump a week to figure out what Comey was about and whether he forced Rod Rosenstein's hand or whatever. But here's what I say about that. If Rosenstein didn't want to fire Comey, what he could have said is, you know, Mr. President, I don't believe that's the right move. Here's my resignation. So if you can say, oh, Donald Trump fired him. If Donald Trump said, I want you to fire Rosenberg, or, I mean, fire Comey, and Rosenstein, I'm messing up all these Jewish names, and Rosenstein said, look, it's not what I want to do. He had that prerogative. If he did it, then he takes it on. It becomes his responsibility. Now, I know, oh, Kevin, the buck stops up here. You don't do what you don't want. I'll put it this way. Let me put it in Kevin Jackson terms. If I thought that Comey was a legitimate guy and he shouldn't be fired, I would say, President, Mr. President, I don't recommend that. And if you want to do it, you can fire him. But I'm not firing him. Now, you can fire me, and then, you know, that'll make it easy. Now, that's what I would have done. And by the way, that would have been a smooth political move if he did it. So all this idea of, oh, Comey's the epicenter of this is absolute bull hockey. Anyway, let's listen to the rest of this clip, or part of it anyway.
Well, let's look at these scenarios that you've laid out. Let's look at unwitting. Okay, so do you see evidence of some kind that President Trump is an unwitting asset of Russia?
Well, the strange thing, I think, that's bothered a lot of people, you know, both in and out of the intelligence community, is this strange personal deference to Putin by the president. And I've speculated in the past that the way Putin behaves is to treat President Trump as an asset.
Like, how so?
I put that in air quotes.
How so?
Well, because of, you know, you consider Putin's background as a trained, experienced KGB agent, and how he would approach somebody that he is trying to co-opt or influence or gain leverage over, and in this case, you know, appeal to ego. And so in that sense, in that context, is what I think of when I mean a potential unwitting asset.
Okay. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Woo! KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a shout. So, unwitting. He's being asked to describe, to explain unwitting. How would that be? Well, I love this. He says, what would bother people? What bothers people in and out of the intelligence community? No, it doesn't. I love when people begin a statement with, well, here's what people are, you know, this is what bothers them. And here's what bothers them. President Trump's strange deference to Putin. So in other words, President Trump says, yeah, I think Putin, he's done a great job leading Russia. He's been Russia's, you know, El Jefe for, you know, two decades or whatever amount of time. Yeah, I show deference to him in as much as he shows it to me. What he's trying to tell you is that by Donald Trump saying, yeah, I respect Putin. He does bad, maybe he does bad things. I don't know, but I respect him. He's been in charge. That's the difference. Oh, well, that's a strange thing. And so then he goes on. He says, oh, well, that's Putin treating him as an asset. As an asset. And he says, well, you know, and I use my quotes on this. And then he says, consider his background and how he would approach someone. Now, he's trying to make you believe that Putin and the KGB, they got a new name now, it's not KGB, but whatever that organization is, went to Trump and said, hey, listen, we've got vodka and we've got girls. You want to, you know, be part of what we're doing here? We'll take over America. You know, you don't worry. We'll take care of you. And Trump, oh, well, hey, I'm just a billionaire with a trophy wife, you know, and got the world on a string. You know what? I want to opt in for some of this Russia stuff, right? I mean, it is so ridiculous. It is patently ridiculous to believe. And by the way, this is the unwitting part, that Trump doesn't know that he's being worked. And the reason is they're appealing to his ego, you know, because Trump's got that massive ego. Now let's go back to the witting side where Clapper talks about that.
Okay, so then a witting asset, what would that look like?
Well, that to me would be, which frankly I rather doubt, is a recruited asset who is responding to a direction of a case officer. Again, I'll put that that phrase in quotes, and I really don't think that's the situation here. So I think if that is the case, it would be more unwitting than witting.
So I want to stop there for just a second. So that was a very big statement that he made. So you know, he's not a recruited asset. They haven't done anything to actually make Trump involved. What he's saying there is that the Mueller report was a waste of time. The investigation of Trump on the witting side is a waste of time. The only thing we have is maybe he didn't know. That's it. See, that to me is so critical. And that to me also tells you that James Clapper knows what's coming in the report from Robert Mueller. He knows. So they have nothing. They have spent 2+ years, $25 million+, I don't know what the number is now, and they have absolutely nothing. So they can't tell you that he's a witting participant in this. The only way that they can now get to Donald Trump is by saying, well, he didn't know. And how are you going to sell that? Because I want to go back to what did they say, that they appealed to his ego? Okay, great. So show me in policy anything that Donald Trump has done that shows favoritism to Russia. And he's got harder sanctions on Russia. He's talking with Germany about you shouldn't be buying their oil, and you're not going to be buying their oil if you're going to do business with them. I mean, strange deference to Putin. Show me where he's been deferential to Putin other than saying, you know what, I recognize who the man is. He's the leader of their country, and I will show on the world stage what I, you know, can say about him. But behind his back, I'll do what
this
I want
to
do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Mueller report is due out, and the Democrats are panicked because there's nothing in it. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. This report that everybody's been waiting to see what the deal is has nothing. And that's a problem for the Democrats because it has nothing against them. Now the question is, what should have been in it? Did we talk about this the other day? I think we did. What should have been in that report? Shouldn't we be talking about the Clinton Foundation and $145 million that came from the Russians? Shouldn't we be talking about the Podesta boys who had $20 million as they were working on some strategic initiative around technology? The Uranium One stuff involves Robert Mueller. Why is that not mentioned? I can't wait to see McCarthy, the incoming AG, take a look at this report and go, this is what we spent 20-something million dollars on? This is what you think the taxpayers wanted? This is the snipe hunt that you went on? Why? Because of the dossier. This interview with James Clapper that I talked about in the previous segment of the broadcast is telling in so many ways. Clapper says, well, and I love how people do this, well, it could be yes or it could be no. It could be right or it could be wrong. It's like the economy. Well, it could go up, but then again, it could go down. They don't give you anything. See, that's when a person can't make up their mind. They don't want to be decisive. And that's exactly what we have here. These people can't be decisive because they don't know which side this is going to fall on. Well, let me help them. It's going to, the where this is going to fall is on the left. It is going to crush the Democrats. We are in the midst of the worst political scandal in the history of this country. Watergate should even be mentioned with this. There is nothing that has happened in our history that is worse than what just happened leading up to 2016 with this orchestrated attempt to get rid of Donald Trump. And here's what the real irony of it is. The real irony of this story is the Clinton campaign and every leftist on the planet wanted Donald Trump as our candidate. They orchestrated Donald Trump as our candidate. You couldn't have painted a better rosy picture for the left and the Democrats than when Donald Trump said he's going to run. And once he got any traction, they said, boy, do we have a strategy. He will be the easiest to beat. We will chase this man out of into oblivion. We'll talk about his womanizer. You know, they had the stories ready to go. We'll talk about his wives, his divorces, his womanizing. He hates women. He hates blacks. Knowing none of that is true. I mean, other than he is divorced. We'll talk about his bankruptcies. We'll ruin him. He says he's a good businessman. We've got the thing to ruin him. He says he's good with women. We've got the thing to ruin him. And then Trump had already said, hey, look, I got a problem with this whole situation, going on with the border. So, now he hates Mexicans. They were ready to go. And they got their guy, and they had no idea they had grabbed the tiger by the tail.
What's it like to be in that room when you're having to seriously consider whether to investigate the President of the United States?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, look, we don't train at Quantico for here's what to do when you think you need to investigate the President of the United States. It's just not a topic that we talk about. But what we do train on is we say, look, these are the authorities we have, and this is how we lawfully execute them. And when we have information or facts that indicate that a crime may have been committed or that a threat to national security may exist, then we are obligated as the FBI to investigate that matter, whether it's the president or anybody else. We don't open investigations because we like someone or don't like them or because they're a Republican or a Democrat. We open investigations when we have the information that would predicate an investigation. We had that in this instance. Undeniably.
That was McCabe appearing on Colbert, and he's explaining that we don't train for this to investigate the president. What do you mean the president? He's a citizen. You train to investigate the citizen like you do any other citizen. I get it may have some special ramifications, but you still do it the same way. Then he says we were obligated to take a look at this. I want to go back to what Clapper said, that either Trump wittingly or unwittingly. Well, on the wittingly side, we can rule that out. We can rule that out. I'm just letting you know, man, he's giving himself wiggle room. Glad you guys are still listening to me. Kevin Jackson's who you are listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I want you to see these guys are going to be talking in circles for the better part of, it's going to be a while. But when the dust settles, You're looking at, he's a dead man walking. I don't know where his book, I guess he's trying to feather his nest for his kids and his wife, because this guy is not going to see the light of day for a while. And I know, I got Carl out there going, Kev, Carl, how do you think we're doing so far? Let me put it to you this way. I would love to get feedback from my audience. Do you think it's going to be a good year for the Democrats or a bad year for the Democrats? How is it setting up? So anyway, the guy says that we don't train for this, but we were obligated to look into it. And he says, we don't do this whether we like or dislike a president, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. Have you heard that before? Maybe from Peter Strzok, the FBI, we investigate and we take all of our personal things out and it doesn't matter. Oh, but what about these texts? And what about all the destruction of information and all the investigations that didn't occur? I mean, the McCabe, you know why he's in trouble? McCabe's in trouble because he lied about his role in the Clinton Foundation investigation, and he was leaking stuff to sort of say, hey, no harm, no foul, leave him alone. And the Clintons operated. I mean, if you think the mafia gets away with stuff, the Clintons got away with more stuff than, as my grandfather say, than the law allows. They got away with anything they wanted. And let me tell you something. I believe in my heart of hearts, God said, you can't let a person with the criminal mind of Hillary Clinton and the level of ruthlessness that that family has displayed become president of the United States. I believe it was divine intervention. It may not be, I want Trump, but it was more God saying, we can't have Hillary. It would destroy the country. Think about rule of law with the Clintons, with everything they've done, selling off our Iranian assets to supposedly our biggest, you know, adversary, Putin, and they sold it off. And it doesn't even raise a an eyebrow with Mueller, who, by the way, was part of the plan. Then he goes on and he says, we had information that had to be investigated. We had that. The information to go forward. He says, undeniably, we had that. And as I explained to you guys, and as you know, I don't have to explain this to you. The information they had was concocted. They know it. This is probably up there. I don't know how to even describe what we're listening to. The level of ego, the people that believe they could do whatever they wanted to us, and now still living on that muscle memory, this is a guy that comes out in public and admits it. But I want to go back to Clapper and the last part of what he talks about with the Mueller investigation, because he's level setting. Clapper's saying, well, wittingly or unwittingly, it's certainly not, I don't believe that to be the case when he's talking about wittingly. But unwittingly, there's a possibility, but even that's remote. So what are we going to get when we get this Mueller report? He level sets? You're getting nothing.
It's if that is the case, it would be more unwitting than witting.
Yeah. And so is the Robert Mueller investigation enough to tell if that's the possible scenario that you're looking at and you think that what Andrew McCabe said is a possible scenario, is the Robert Mueller investigation and what's happening in Congress enough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the big question. I think the hope is that the Mueller investigation will clear the air on this issue once and for all. I'm really not sure it will, and the investigation, when completed, could turn out to be quite anticlimactic and not draw a conclusion about that. Again, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know, and I know that Clapper knows that there's nothing there, and that's what they want to level set. And you just, here's what I want you to understand, what I want you to pay attention to as you watch the news cycle over the next week. Watch how the Democrats will go, well, you know, even if the Mueller report were to come back with nothing, I mean, that doesn't mean anything, because that's what he's setting it up for. He's saying, you know what, no matter what, even if it doesn't come back with anything, it doesn't mean that there is nothing. Because remember that part I told you earlier, the unwitting part where Trump maybe didn't know that he was being worked by Putin? That, you know, Putin was feeding his ego and therefore Trump was making his life miserable? Because what's funny about all of this is there is nothing you can point to that goes, wow, Trump really was a puppet of Putin. Show me. Show me what he's done in trade. Show me what he's done in any foreign policy moves that are pro-Russia. Because what I'll tell you, you can bet the farm on with Donald Trump, when it comes to his foreign policy moves, they are 100% motivated by being pro-American. And that's what the left knows. This is a nothing report.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, becoming completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.